First Nephi, chapter 9. In this chapter, Nephi tells us that there are two separate records, or two separate sets of plates. On one of them is contained the ministry, and on the other is the reign of the kings and the wars and the contentions of the people. Nothing is given to tell us exactly why he wanted to explain that. But the important part of the chapter then comes when he tells that he's been told to prepare these records for the purposes of the Lord, and that the Lord has commanded him to do this. As we now have the records, we should obviously recognize that then we are part of the purposes of the Lord, which means that we should take these records literally, study them clearly, and decide how we're supposed to implement these records, not for ourselves, but how to do it in a manner that accomplishes the purposes of the Lord, and try and figure out how we're to use these records. And when obviously the way we do that is by prayer and consulting with the Lord to find out what His will is concerning them. We then look at verse 6, and Nephi tells us that the Lord prepares the way to accomplish all His works among men. Now there's a couple of things that we should focus on when we read that. First of all, it's that the Lord prepares the way. It's not man who prepares the way, or it's not man who is in charge of the work. It's the Lord who prepares the way. It's the Lord who is in charge. And then as he says, for behold, he, meaning the Lord, hath all power unto the fulfilling of all his words, which means it's the Lord's power, not man's power. So again, we need to study that. It's the Lord's power. It's his program. It's his plan. He's the one preparing the way. He's the one that is in charge. Unfortunately, man constantly, as soon as he is given a little power from the Lord or given a little advice, he immediately wants to start doing it his way. He does not want to start follow the Spirit. He thinks that he can see a better way. He thinks he understands the world better than the Lord does, and therefore it's more reasonable to do it his way rather than do it the Lord's way. This has always been the problem with man. It's been his problem in controlling churches and everything. He thinks that he knows better because he's the one that's down here. And in essence, it's due to his own pride and arrogance. Man has to always do it his own way, and he can't recognize the Lord's work. He doesn't even see where the Lord is involved. In actuality, to do the Lord's work, what we need to do is discover what the Lord is doing and then get behind the Lord. Instead, when we hear anyone that even mentions that this is the Lord's work, they're always talking about they were doing something and they could see how the Lord was supporting them or how the Lord was helping them accomplish whatever they were doing. And again, there's an important priority there of determining whether that we're following the Lord or we're doing our thing, hoping the Lord is coming along and in unison with us.